How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. Current beef export trade agreements working pretty well. Kent Backus with us today on that in just a moment.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
He's the trade guru for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Kim Backus says that the latest beef export numbers released just this last week for May, showing once again how effective those trade agreements that we've got with several Asian countries, China, Japan, Korea, are and how well they're working.
We're very excited about the growth in Asia, but we're also seeing some strong growth here in North America too. So I think that when you look at the Korean market, the Japanese market, and the Chinese market, we're going to see continued growth and very strong sales in all three of those markets. When you look at China alone, I mean, we're looking already at a 75% increase just this year. And it's tremendous. But Korea, we're over a 40% increase. Japan, a 20% increase. Globally, our exports are up by 34% over last year. This is a really good time. But when you look at those top three markets, those have been three of the most restrictive markets historically. Korea, we faced a 40% tariff, and we were able to get rid of that by getting a free trade agreement with them. We were able to capitalize on growth in that market because we had a trade agreement before any of our major competitors did. And that's why we've been able to take the Australian market share completely away. And you look at Japan, we faced very high tariffs there as well, but because we have a trade agreement and because we now have a modified tariff safeguard, we're able to really continue to grow our footprint in that market. And then China, the phase one agreement removed a lot of the non-tariff barriers that we faced, things like the hormone ban, the BSE restrictions, and other things like that. And now we're just seeing record sales in that market.
Anything, you know, what are you seeing right now as the priorities for U.S. beef producers, for NCBA and the cattle producers that you represent when it comes to the international market?
I think the biggest thing that we are continuing to focus on is just implementing some of the agreements that are already there. We're still trying to work with China to make sure that all of the phase one agreement is implemented. You know, we've been working with some of the other Asian countries to try to identify ways to update some of their scientific standards to make sure that they are compliant with international guidelines and recommendations. But for us, you know, we're looking at other opportunities in some key markets, one of those being the United Kingdom. You know, the Biden administration has kind of pulled back from engaging with the UK. I think a lot of that was due to personalities and just kind of the rub between the president and Prime Minister Boris Johnson. But with Johnson stepping down now, that may create opportunities, you know, for the administration to re-engage. There's no reason why we shouldn't have a free trade agreement with one of our strongest allies and someone with whom we have a special relationship and a strong shared history. So we're going to continue to encourage that. For us, we see that as a good opportunity to maybe develop a market where you have very mature consumers who don't have a lot of access to grain finished beef, but like a higher quality product. And we have a very good story to tell when it comes to, the quality of our product, the production standards that we use, the sustainability characteristics that we have. And I think that's something that'll resonate with British consumers. But First of all, we have to get in there and have these negotiations and have these conversations. And so that's something that we're going to continue to support is that continued engagement with the UK.
Senior Director for International Trade and Market Access, Kent Backus with NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Farmers, throw a big curveball at wheat diseases they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance, acid soil tolerance, and excellent grazability. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Check out OKGenetics.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes.